comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing,
put
children
this in the
sing.
Same
all is merry
archive
bright.
That we put Debbie Hang Boone's
say your prayers, cause Santa
what
Claus
song is that?
Light Up Your Life?
Yeah, that's it.
Light Up the Debbie Boone Life. Yeah. Put this in the same vault as that, okay?
Well, it's Bing Crosby. I mean, that seemed like a safe bet, but I saw
your facial. The Michael Reich to be fired.
Bing Crosby during Christmas can't get you fired, can it?
Wow.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
I haven't heard one Dolly and Kenny yet. Come on.
I'll work on it.
All right.
Jerry from Vail writes in and wants to know, how large do Vitex trees get? And is there any negative to planting them in place of his existing desert willow?
Well, Vitex probably wouldn't get as tall as a desert willow. They're a shorter, bushier tree. I'm going to, you know, of course, these are all averages, but it's a 12 to 15 foot tall by about the same width type tree. You would have to kind of trim it up. It wants to be a big bush, really, quite frankly. Flowers all summer, so you get the same flowering, although they're anywhere from white to pink to purple, as opposed to the desert willows, which are more pinks and burgundies and maybe even a light color. But desert willow is going to be taller, willowy, where the Vitex is going to be kind of big and bushy. So we're not super big. Big for a bush, small for a tree.
And is that's one tree he could plant right now? That's not like a hibiscus where it's going to be a little frost.
Oh, no, it's not frost sensitive per se. It's a deciduous tree like the desert willow. It's going to lose its leaves in the colder weather in the wintertime.
Jay?
Yes.
Sue called to ask about her queen palms. So she lost a couple due to the heat and is wanting to know if this is a good time to replant those. But aren't they frost sensitive as well?
Yeah, they're super tropical, so they don't like the heat, they don't like the cold.
I would maybe even think
about something besides a queen palm, frankly.
What would you tell her?
Well, if she has to have a palm tree, you know, something like a Pindo or a Canary Island palm.
Move to the Canary Islands?
What's that?
Move to the Canary Islands.
Exactly. Yeah. They're a date palm, so they're a true desert palm. Of course, Mexican fan palm, if she doesn't mind some height. Mediterranean fan palm, something shorter and bushier. Those are a lot more heat tolerant and a lot more cold tolerant than queen palms. Queen palms have just really fallen off in sales as we've gone to more desert, arid-adapted type landscapes. They just have a tough time.
They are delicate-looking, but they are hard to grow.
Yeah.
Is a good selection of that the Mediterranean palm?
Mediterranean fan palm is a great palm for a shorter palm. It gets, you know, it gets multiple trunks.
It does.
Which can be taken off depending on how many you want to let have. But it's a tough son of a gun. It takes the heat. It takes the cold. Doesn't need a ton of water.
I haven't been able to kill mine. That's how come I know it's
there. You go.
It's good.
That's rosy tested.
It's rosy tested. Yes.
So, is there a way we can propagate more off of that palm and start selling it as a certified rosy hardy?
You can grow it from seed. It'll put some seed on, and you could start it.
It was that Mediterranean palm, and it's that artichoke plant that we've tried to kill. We've tried to dig that artichoke plant up four different times, and we just up until last year, we were still getting artichokes off of it.
Wow.
Well, if you're getting artichokes from it, why were you digging it up? Exactly. I'd have taken care of it.
We just thought, well, it was time to kind of regenerate that whole area. I thought I'd dug the whole thing up, 3 feet down deep in the ground. And like 6 months later, it came back. I thought, well, let her go, baby.
Lazarus.
Anything that's tough in my yard, let her live. Let her go.
It deserves to live.
Amen.
We had one individual wanting to know about this band at food banks.
It's a citrus fruit.
Quarantine.
Right.
And what? It's a disease new to Arizona on this type of citrus?
Well, we don't have the disease.
Okay.
The disease is out there, but it is not in Arizona.
Okay.
The psyllid that vectors the disease is here, but we do not have the disease. So this is some type of precaution or overreaction, it sounds like, to that.
You can go.
But that being said, the food banks apparently are, some of them at least, are not accepting citrus fruit. because of that.
If you're in a citrus grove and you rely on volunteers from food banks to come gather and collect your harvest,
you better do some phone calling and see what you're going to do with all that food.
Azfoodbanks.org.
Okay.
Azfoodbanks.org. The first thing that pops up when you get to their website, they've got a rotating tile on the top. It's a citrus quarantine. You can click there, get all the links, find out which areas it's affected, and what to do if you know, you may have a large citrus compost pile coming up this
year. Or, you know, squeeze it and freeze the juice. Maybe they take the juice. I don't know.
I'll tell you, one of the things harvesting the citrus in high-density areas has done is helped kind of cut down the roof rat population. We leave that fruit on there because we don't have any place to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm predicting a roof rat population explosion.
There you go. Could be. A lot more food for them.
Mr. Harper, we appreciate it. As always, someone can find you at?
Our nursery on Hayden Road, 2529 North, just south of Thomas, or call at 480-946-3481.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.